What is this Yahoo hack? What does it mean?
It doesn't mean we are not safe. Mm-hmm. You know, using, for example, like you're using mobile devices, cell phone, laptops, that easy to hack. And then, you know, the hackers, they always looking at those mobile devices first, other than wired computer, desktop computer systems. So if you really worried, then you shouldn't use it. Because there's only way you can prevent it. So I don't think it's a real concern, but I think most people worry about the privacy.
So I've heard there is a class in this program that to do with hacking so that they know how to secure the systems.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, how do you know that you're not raising future hackers with this program? If you teach hacking.
If you prevent hacking, you shouldn't know the technique what hackers use, right? So, so we can prevent. So, develop more secure encryption algorithm. So it's difficult to hack into the system. And then, whatever they found a new technique to hacking a certain breach into the certain system, then they can prevent. And then we constantly, it's more like a cycle. So they actually, you know, create in a new way, idea of the hacking, and then we prevent. And then the opposite is the same thing. We actually create the most secure the encryption algorithm, but the hackers actually interested in trying to hack into it. Is it possible or not? So it's more like a, you know, the cycle of development, evolving like it. So I think, we cannot prevent 100%, you know, the those hacking, or we cannot actually develop 100% secure algorithm prevent hacking.
Mm-hmm. As far as I've researched, you have an ethics class about malware.
Yeah.
So,
I you know, it's more like a spam, right?
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, someone try to make money. Like, have you heard the ransomware? Yeah. It's more like a malware, but while just surfing internet, web browser, using web browser, it's just popping up screen. Your computer is hacked, and we just install some bad software. In order to recover your system, you have to contact immediately with some money, and then we can, you know, unlock the your system and something like that. So it's a kind of ransom, asking money for. So even just using Google, even by myself, I believe my computer is safe, but even just searching Google, and one of the first page, you know, the search result, that is a ransom website. So it goes directly. For example, like a search Sheridan, it shows like a Sheridan, whatever, looks like official Sheridan website, but it actually going some other place. So, yeah, so I think that is annoying. Another malware, yeah, you probably see like a pop-up window shows up all the time.
So we're saying it's not possible to prevent.
It is, yeah, you can surf more safely.
Yeah, what do you suggest?
You shouldn't trust anyone. When actually install software on your computer, you should make sure, verify whatever you try to install is approved by the operating system. That is, you have to check first. Most the occasion happen is the users, you know, normal users, is not careful enough, to, you know, installing software and, you know, and then secure their own computer system. That's why it happened. I mean, even little kids, like you know, I have a 2 child. They actually computer is really messy, right? So it's open web browser, you see the many are like toolbars, you know, and open up, you know, some random website, right? So they don't really check those software applications are valid or safe.
So even if we do all this, I have a Yahoo account and it's not my fault that it's been hacked.
Yeah, you have to be careful though. I don't know what information you actually store in a Yahoo site or any other like the big company. There's people, not immediately, but your information is travel around in the whole world. And someone buying your information and they use later. Like, you know, for example, like if you have a, like a credit card information, but they got the credit card information from somewhere, but they don't know your home address, telephone number, but they're actually looking for matching information, then finally got all information from you, then use as a, like a, you know, fraud, credit card uses. So it happens. So every site you go, it has, you know, password-based login, right? So you shouldn't have the same password. That is a safe one, yeah.
Thank you so much.